Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the Word.
Now, we're going to start today with the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 2 to 3. And I'm going to read this from the Voice translation. It says that Jesus told His disciples in verse 1, don't get lost in despair. Believe in God and keep on believing in me. In verse 2, it says, my Father's home is designed to accommodate all of you. If there were not room for everyone, I would have told you that. And He says, I will be there. Jesus said that He's going to be there to greet us personally. Think about that. And welcome you home where we'll all be together. In the New King James says, let not your heart be troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. Heaven is a genuine place. I realize that a lot of people think that the Bible and the words are myth, but they're not myth. All these words were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And every one of them, they're not myths. God said His words have been settled in heaven. And it tells us in the Gospel of John, verse 1, chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And He is the Word. You know, and it also says there that Jesus was made flesh and dwelt among us. You know, there's a verse in Psalms where it says that He sent His Word and it healed us and removed all destructions from our body, you know, and I'm so thankful for that because as I was driving, I was thinking, well, Lord, You said You sent Your Word, and it healed me and removed all destruction from my body. So what You're really saying is You sent Jesus, because Jesus is with the Word. He is the Word, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one. You know, so heaven is a glorious place, and never has there been a city described like this city. Paul had a hard time describing it. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, he said, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, and neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Praise God. There is no way, friends, that anyone can adequately describe this city in all its glory. People down here, I want you to listen to this, you know, because people in the world today, they're running after things. You know, they're running to get more power, get more money. They think if you get more money, you get more power. So they're running after the gold and running after the silver. But it says here, people down here on the earth, they're chasing after all those things. They're chasing after the gold. But it says in heaven, they walk on gold. You know, in heaven, we are actually, the Bible says, going to walk on streets of gold. Think about that. I'd like to mention three quick thoughts here. Number one, I'd like to mention it's His creation. And I'm talking about God's creation. This is a city built by God Himself. He created it. He formed it. And He's furnished it. So when you get there and you get in your new place, you don't have to worry about going to a furniture store or doing anything. It's already going to be furnished. And you might think, well, how does He know how I want it? Well, He knows everything. There's nothing that you can think, anything that He doesn't know about. Praise God. It is a city that bears the stamp of His power and His personality. He built it to reflect His glory, and it will be more glorious than the mind can comprehend. Think about that. And number two, I will speak about its duration. You know, saints, all the cities everywhere, this earth, one day they're going to crumble and decay. But you know, every building made by the hand of man must constantly be renovated and repaired. But know this, but not heaven. It will never crumble and it will never be decayed. Praise God. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, that's pure and undefiled beyond the reach of change and decay." You know, think about this. As a matter of fact, I was down at my sister's home a week or so ago, and she's in the process of repainting her home and doing the roof and doing the cabinets and all of that, because the places here on earth, the houses and the homes that we live in here today, they're constantly needing to be repaired and renovated and updated, you know, to keep it modern. But praise God, when we get to heaven, to that place that Jesus is up there preparing for us now, it's never going to need any of that, you know. It's just not any. And I think you ladies are really going to like this. It says it will never need paint. It won't need any carpet or even any more repairs. It's never going to need any more repairs. And ladies, you're not going to have to dust it, and you're not going to have to vacuum it. I think that's awesome. This, you know, because every time I look around my hometown, it's like wherever there's a piece of land, they're building more condos, just building, and just taking up all the space. But it says here that the place that Jesus has prepared for us, it will never be bulldozed to make room for a mall, because it will stand forever. Hallelujah. So there's nobody going to be there bulldozing the home down that Jesus has fixed for us. And number three, its size. According to Revelations 21, verse 15 through 21 in the New Living Bible, John said that the angels who talked to him held his hand a gold measuring stick to measure the city. And he said its gates and its walls, when he measured it, he found it was a square as wide as it was long. In fact, he said, its length and width and height were each 1,400 miles. It says, and then John said he measured the walls and found them to be 216 feet thick, according to the human standard used by the angel. You know, the wall of the city was built on foundation stones inlaid with 12 precious stones. And I'm going to attempt to name them all. The first was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was agate. The fourth was emerald. The fifth was onyx. And the sixth was carnelian. The seventh was chrysolite. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz, and the 10th, chrysoprase, and the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. But he says the 12 gates were made of pearls, each gate from a single pearl, and the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. Think about that. Try to get a vision today, if you will, friends. Try to get a vision of what your new home is going to look like, and then I don't think you're going to be as fearful about going to it. It says the 12 gates were made of pearls. In other words, it has 12 gates, and each one of those gates were made with a whole pearl. You know, I have a pearl on my ring here, and it's very tiny. Pearls are very expensive, even a small one. But Jesus is saying that the gates of heaven are made of pearls, pure pearls, and each gate from a single pearl. And the main street was pure gold, as clear as glass. In verse 22, John said, I saw no temple in the city. I want you to think about it. There was no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Think about that. And the city has no need. It doesn't need any sun. It doesn't need any moon. For the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled, The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I praise you and I thank you. For according to your word, we're not of this earth. We're just strangers and sojourners passing by. Give us, O Lord, the wisdom to focus on the things above and not on all these things that are going on around us. There are so many things that are being taught and prophesied in the world today. But you have told us to focus on the things above since we've been raised to a new life with Christ, to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor. Give us the grace and the courage, Lord, to not get lost in despair, but to continue to believe in you and keep on believing in you. Lord, you said, let not our heart be troubled, that you will never leave us or forsake us like orphans, and that you will return. And all who have accepted you, Lord Jesus, will see heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.